Episode 17, BritBox. What I want to talk about this evening is a kind of assistive technology, but in essence, it's what everybody can use. I'm talking about the facility of streaming TV, which exists in many forms today, and particularly on the Fire Stick and other devices and other services. I've come across quite a number in a quest to find something that just swaps channels, for instance. So TV Player is one that exists on the Fire Stick, and you can download that app and have free access to quite a number of free services. Pluto TV is another one, which is also on the Amazon setup. But I find that doesn't do usual terrestrial stuff. And the new kid on the block, which is the title of this podcast, is BritBox. So it only came to light today when I was with a blind client who told me about this. He was very excited. It's a collaboration between ITV and BBC, and they have produced this service, which has no contract, similar to Now TV, and combines box sets of ITV and BBC programmes, particularly Broadchurch. Now, I mention Broadchurch because those who missed the first series find it difficult to get hold of that first series sometimes. Also, there's complete sets of Good Life, if you're really interested in that particular sitcom. And obviously, there's many, many more. BritBox claims that these are only available through their entirety on their system. Really interesting question is, does this work abroad? Because that's one of the things that I would find extremely useful in visiting my sibling, my daughters and sons over in Australia and the USA. Perhaps some listeners could tell me if that's the case. But essentially, it is a 30-day free trial if you want to give it a go. That's what I'm doing. I'll put a date in my calendar to cancel it. And also, it gives me the option to try out some of the programs and see whether it works. I'm actually becoming a real fan of this kind of media, as it's very much something that I'm enjoying at the moment using Prime Video. I'm particularly gone through all of the four series of The Last Ship. Now, problem with this is it goes into the early hours of the morning if you don't watch out. You binge. It's very much binge TV. Perhaps somebody could make up a particular program that talks about binge TV, because you do tend to watch more stream TV than perhaps terrestrial TV, because you can just go on to the next episode. Wonderful if you like that kind of thing. But there is obviously a health danger there. So, comes with a warning. It's very addictive. So, what I'd like to do is to just end this podcast with a kind of plea for if anybody could let me know in foreign climes if they could access BritBox, a combined BBC TV, ITV box set streaming tool. Goodbye for now.